Prayer is communication with God. It's an open communication with God. Think of it as a telephone line that you can always pick up. You're not going to get a dial tone. You've got access right to Him right there. Hey, and welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And in today's video, we're going to answer the question, why do my prayer requests take so long? It's a good question. I'm sure a lot of you might have a similar question. First off, I want to make sure if this is your first time finding us, welcome. Thanks for clicking on the video. If you're coming back, welcome back. Good to have you. Don't forget to like, comment, and share the video. It helps get this out to more people. And also, if you haven't subscribed yet, make sure that you hit that red subscribe button and then the little notification bell right next to it. Hitting that notification bell signs you up for alerts every time that we post so that you can be right here with us and you can watch the video, share it, and get it out to more and more people. Maybe you have a question yourself. You have a Bible question, you haven't found a good answer, send that to us. Questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. We'll get you an answer, we'll post it on our website, and we may even be able to make a video about it. All right, so today's question is, why do answers to my prayer requests take so long? I'm beginning to lose hope because I feel that time is not on my side. Boy, I'm sure that everyone has felt this way before, and I think it's safe to say that many people feel that way as they pray to the Lord. But I heard this statement when I was younger, and it always stuck with me. I don't know where I heard it from or who I heard it from, but it's just kind of lodged in my brain. And when I read this question, I was like, oh, I remember hearing something about this. God always answers prayer. Sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no. Sometimes we are told not yet. And it's cute. And what does the Bible have to say about that specifically? Well, the Bible doesn't actually tell us that God will answer our prayers immediately. In fact, in Psalms chapter 27 and verse 14, David says this, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Wow, that's pretty powerful. We're instructed as we are to wait on the Lord that we should be strengthened by him and then continue to wait on the Lord. Prayer is communication with God. It's an open communication with God. Think of it as a telephone line that you can always pick up. You're not going to get a dial tone. You've got access right to him right there. And believers are told specifically in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." So we know, as a method, prayer can be something that, as we talk to the Lord, we can obtain that mercy that we need in time of need. But I thought of just five things that may help you to know that are already true as we wait on the Lord to answer our prayer requests. Number one, believers do not need to fear death. Maybe you're sick. Maybe someone you know, love, and care about is sick. You know, if they're a believer in Jesus Christ, they don't have to fear death. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54 through 57 say this, "So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." That's a lot of encouragement for believers that we don't need to fear death because we already have the victory in Jesus Christ. Number two, believers have eternal life in Jesus Christ. In 1 John chapter 5, in verse 13, we see this, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." That's a direct guarantee that believers possess eternal life right now. That's a great hope that can strengthen us as we wait on the Lord to answer our specific prayer requests. Number three, believers can joyfully suffer for the Lord and for what is right, knowing that Jesus Christ suffered too. That's in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 through 25. Here's what it says. "For what glory is it if, when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if, when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Beautiful, beautiful example here. If you are praying and you are suffering as a Christian for doing right, know that Jesus is our example. If there are things that are said against you, do not revile against those individuals. Instead, lovingly demonstrate the attitude of Christ as you wait for the Lord to be specific with your prayer request. Number four, believers are aided by the Holy Spirit as he makes intercession for the church. That's in Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 27, which read, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So even as you struggle to find the words, the Holy Spirit intercedes for you to give you exactly what you need. And the last point I want to bring up here is in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You can rest in power, love, and a sound mind as we wait for the Lord to answer our prayer requests. The person who wrote this question in, it was just a two-line question. And I don't know if you fully understand all the things that are available to you in Jesus Christ. If you, the person who wrote this question, and you're watching this video, or maybe you're watching this video and this applies to you as well, do you know for sure you're going to go to heaven when you die? I encourage you to put your faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and that he paid for all of your sins, past, present, and future. We're not saved by any good works. No amount of keeping the law or doing any kind of good works will save us. It is simply by putting faith in Jesus Christ and in him alone. I pray that this gives you a good, solid Bible answer. Make sure to send in your questions. Email us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon.
If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.